Today we're building an Amen style switch up in Ableton Live 12 that does more than just shake up the drums. The goal is to create a moment of rhythmic surprise that actually makes the sub hit harder when it comes back in. This is an advanced DNB composition move, so think in phrases, not just loops. We're aiming for that classic tension and release feeling. The groove locks in, the ear gets comfortable, then the break flips the listener's expectation and opens a pocket for the bass to slam through. That's the whole magic. The switch up is not the headline. The sub read entry is the headline. Set your project somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. For this lesson, I want you to imagine a full drop context, not just a standalone break. So build yourself an 8-bar section with a main drum skeleton, a sub bass line, maybe a mid bass or a reslayer, and one space reserved for the switch up. If you're thinking like an arranger, the switch up usually lands near the end of a phrase, often bars 7 and 8 in an 8-bar idea. That way the disruption feels intentional instead of random. Now bring in your Amen break. You can work from audio or use simpler if you want to slice fast. If the sample needs to lock to tempo, turn warp on and make sure the transients stay punchy. If you're slicing manually, focus on the useful parts, the kick, the snare, and a couple of ghost notes. You do not need every transient from the original break. In fact, one of the most common mistakes is overcrowding the phrase. A great switch-up usually feels sharp because of what it leaves out. If the break is muddy, clean it up before you get creative. Trim messy tails, balance the clip gain, and tighten the slices so they don't fight the low end. The sub needs room to breathe. If the break is too roomy, it can blur the impact and make the whole section feel weaker instead of bigger. Now let's build the actual switch-up. Put the break into a 2-bar phrase and think of it as a conversation between drums and bass. This should feel like call and response. The break says something, the bass answers, and then there's a little gap where the listener's ear resets. A strong pattern usually has snare emphasis on 2 and 4, with ghost slices dropping in between the main hits. Add a kick pickup before the first sub note, then leave a tiny pocket of space before the next phrase lands. That small hole is important. In heavy DNB, silence for a fraction of a beat can feel bigger than adding another layer. It gives the sub somewhere to hit. Use MIDI note velocity and note length to shape the feel. Keep your ghost note soft, around the lower velocity range, and let the main snare accents carry the weight. The goal is to make the break feel alive, not busy. If the phrase reads clearly, the listener feels the disruption. If it's too crowded, it just turns into noise. Now write the sub to exploit that rhythmic reset. A pure subsource works best here, like a sine wave in operator. Keep it mono. Keep it clean, and keep the envelope tight enough to stay controlled. Fast attack, moderate release, and no unnecessary stereo spread. This is one of those times where discipline equals impact. Here's the key move. Program the sub so it answers the break instead of just droning underneath it. Let it hold longer notes during the main groove, then shorten the notes slightly during the Amen switch up. And most importantly, leave one intentional gap right before the heaviest drum hit. That tiny dropout can make the next sub note feel enormous. The ear loves contrast. If the drums briefly reset, the returning low end feels physically larger. To push the sound into modern heavyweight territory, add a mid bass or reese layer above the sub, but keep the lane separate. High pass the mid layer so it's not cluttering the low end, and low pass the sub so it stays focused on the foundation. Then use gentle saturation or a bit of drum bus on the upper layers if you want more edge. The trick is to make the bass feel nastier without smearing the mono center. Also, keep checking your stereo discipline. The sub should stay centered. If the low end gets wide, the impact falls apart fast, especially in a dense DNB mix. Let the upper bass and effects widen if you want, but everything underneath the crossover point should stay solid and locked. Now group your drums and shape the whole drum bus together. This is where the switch up gets its authority. Use EQ8 to carve out any mud, especially in the low mid area if the break feels boxy. Add a little drum bus if you want extra punch, but stay subtle. Then use glue compressor with a slower attack so you keep the transient snap and just enough compression to glue the phrase together. We want authority, not squashing. If you need extra grit, don't crush the main bus. Use parallel processing. A little distortion on a duplicate or return track can add attitude underneath the clean drum image without flattening the attack. That's especially useful in heavier DNB because the transient needs to stay visible while the tone gets nastier. Now make the transition feel like part of the arrangement. Automate movement into the switch up. You can filter the mid bass down slightly in the final bar before the change, then open it back up on the first beat of the switch up. Add a short reverb throw on the last snare or a tiny, delay on a ghost note if you want a more cinematic handoff. One strong transition is usually better than a pile of effects. We want the listener to feel the moment, not get distracted by it. A really effective move here is to strip out one supporting element right before the phrase change. That's the reset, not fill mindset. If you remove a layer, the switch up reads clearer. If you add too much at once, the impact gets diluted. Phrase gravity matters. Let your weirdest slice choices happen near the end of the phrase, then make the next bar clean and obvious so the drop can lock back in. You can also evolve the switch up over a few repeats. Duplicate the two bar phrase and change just one or two details each time. Maybe move a ghost note a 16th earlier. Maybe remove a kick on the second pass. Maybe swap one slice for a tom or rim. Small edits like that keep the arrangement moving without losing the DJ-friendly structure. If you want a darker, more neuro-leaning feel, try a halftime flip for one bar or a negative space version where most of the kick content drops out and only snare fragments and ghost slices remain. That kind of arrangement makes the bass return feel absolutely savage. Another great option is an answering bass rhythm, where the sub mirrors the amen syncopation for one bar before snapping back to a cleaner pulse. That contrast makes the groove feel more forceful and mechanical when it returns. Before you call it done, check the low end in context. Listen with the bass in mono using utility. Make sure the sub stays centered and that the kick relationship still works when the arrangement gets busy. Then listen at a lower volume. If the switch up still reads and the next sub note feels bigger than the first, you've done the job correctly. A few things to watch out for here. Don't overload the break with too many slices. Don't let the sub play continuously through every drum hit. Don't smear the break with too much reverb. And don't place the switch up at a random point in the bar. This needs phrase awareness. In DNB, the listener is always tracking the grid, even when the groove is wild. The clearer the map, the harder the disruption lands. So the big takeaway is this. The amen style switch up is not just a drum fill. It's a reset mechanism. It briefly changes how the groove is perceived, then hands the room back to the sub in a stronger state. That's how you get heavyweight impact without simply turning everything up. If you want to practice this quickly, build an 8-bar drop at 174 BPM, add your main groove and sub, drop the amen break into bars 7 and 8, slice it into a handful of pieces, and mute the sub for one short gap right before the loudest hit. Then automate one move, like a filter sweep or a reverb throw, and duplicate the switch up once with a single detail changed. The goal is simple, make the second sub hit feel heavier than the first. That's the whole concept. Use the break to reset the ear, keep the sub clean and intentional, and let the return of the low end feel like a physical event. When that happens, the drop stops being just loud and starts being massive.